This is Bob Brooks, host of the Prudent Money Radio Show. Just want to talk a little bit about what we discussed on Prudent Money. I talked a little bit about the unemployment rate and the unemployment numbers, and I've said for a very, very long time it doesn't add up. There's no way these can be correct. They're going beyond the normal manipulation that they typically practice. And the Bureau of Labor Statistics admitted a huge mistake in these numbers. We talk about it and talk about the Federal Reserve Board and how they're going to stand vigilant against inflation. Mixing all that together could be an interesting situation. Hey, listen, if you got a question for me, you can always go to the website, info@prudentmoney.com. If you're looking for an advisor and need some help, I would love to talk to you about that as well. You can also go to info@prudentmoney.com, and we can schedule some time for us to talk. In the meantime, if we can do anything for you, please go out to the website and let us know. Keep the faith.
DKR, Decatur, Dallas, Fort Worth, and KYJC, Coppers. Portions of KDKR programming do not necessarily reflect the views of this station, its management, or staff.
Prudent Money with Bob Brooks is sponsored by the Prudent Money Foundation on 91.3.
Well, what if the unemployment numbers were wrong? Today we're going to take a look. Stay tuned for Prudent Money. Good afternoon, this is Bob Brooks, and you are listening to the Prudent Money Radio Show. Thank you so much for joining me today. You know, I do appreciate it. I do have a line open if you'd like to call in and join the program. The number to call is 1-877-913-5357. And you can also go to the website at www.prudentmoney.com. And at the website, you'll find all the information that you need, a lot of resources. And if you like podcasts, we do podcast every program and post it after the show so you can go listen to it at your leisure. And it doesn't matter what podcasting platform is your favorite, we're probably on it. So that you can also listen to it at prudentmoney.com as well. So that all that information can be found at the website prudentmoney.com. 1-877-913-5357. You know, I've talked about for a very long time that something just didn't add up to me. And it goes all the way back to COVID with the unemployment numbers. And I felt like they were wrong. I felt like that they were manipulated. Of course, let me back up. The unemployment numbers have been manipulated for a very, very long time. They have what's called the birth-death ratio. And simply all that is that is an estimate of jobs created or lost that they feel like the Department of Labor missed. And so, you know, it's a little bit problematic when you have a situation where the government is estimating numbers. That just couldn't be good. So if you look at the vast majority of data this year that's been released from the government, almost a million jobs have been created out of thin air by this birth-death ratio. So you can take that as it is or whatever. It doesn't, anytime the government's estimating numbers, it couldn't be good. But once again, you know, we look at today's situation with the economy, and we get these strong employment numbers month in, month out. And I just couldn't imagine where they're coming from. Of course, I always felt like, once again, they were manipulated, and that goes way beyond the birth-death ratio. I use this example many times of the business owner who's looking at the economy, looking at everybody predicting a recession, looking at all the problems, the consumer problems that are out there, and saying, wow, you know, I think I'll go hire some people. I just don't think it's happening. Well, it looks like that these numbers were wrong after all. And this is really unbelievable in that just the takeaways from these numbers, it's just unbelievable. It says on Friday, data released from the Department of Labor's Bureau of Labor Statistics indicated that 2.5 million jobs were added in May. This was back in May. The number was 2.5 million jobs. Now, once again, that's a big, big number for additional new jobs created. This was followed by an enthusiastic take on how the United States may be turning the corner. Despite all the negatives, it seemed the U.S. was seeing rays of hope. Unfortunately, after delving into the footnotes of the numbers, it now looks like the jobs report has been inaccurate for the last 2 months. The Bureau of Labor Statistics has admitted that government household survey takers mistakenly counted about 4.9 million people as employed, although they were unemployed. Now, help me understand. I get mistakes get made. It's a part of life. But 4.9 million people, how do you get that wrong? So had the mistake been corrected, the unemployment rate, get this, would have risen to 16.1% in May. The corrected April figure would have been more than 19.5% rather than 14.7%. That's pretty significant. Not significant. Now here's one of the, I don't know if the word's funny, sad, make you want to pull your hair out, whatever. The official response from the Bureau of Labor Statistics was that the government doesn't correct its survey results for fear of the appearance of political manipulation. I can't make this up. This just, it's unbelievable. They are afraid of it looking like political manipulation when there's manipulation going on all the time. It's almost one of those things I just can't even say with a straight face. I'll never forget. And of course, the media just takes whatever the media gets. If the Bureau of Labor Statistics says this is wrong, but it doesn't matter because can't count it anyway, they report it. And incidentally, there was not very much reported about this. But it's unbelievable that these numbers could come out like this. Here's the takeaway. Once again, this was a huge miss in these numbers. An absolutely huge miss in these numbers. Number two, you have to love the official response. We can't correct this. We can't make it look accurate because of the appearance of political manipulation. Number three, things are as bad as you thought they might be. They are. Number four, these numbers will catch up with reality. And I want to pause here and look at this, because if the unemployment situation in this country is bad, but it's been covered up, it's probably only going to get worse and it's probably going to show up in these numbers. And stocks, you know, it's interesting. I wonder, the question is, I wonder what stocks would have done had these numbers been correct. And we saw how dismal the unemployment numbers actually, the employment numbers actually are. And of course, this was a side note that missed the mainstream media. I remember I was going to say something a second ago, but totally left my brain. I was interviewing this economist, and I was talking about the unemployment numbers. This was about, it had to be 10, 15 years ago. And I said that, as everybody knows, these numbers are highly manipulated. And he goes, "You think these numbers are manipulated?" And I said, "Yes, I've always thought they were manipulated. There's proof that they're manipulated." He goes, and he debated and argued with me about this. Couldn't believe that I would actually say the government numbers, economic numbers, were manipulated. And I thought, this guy's an economist. But what's interesting to me is that everybody just seems to buy into whatever the government says is truth, is the way that it is. I think that that's the problem. So these numbers will catch up with reality. Is that this Friday? Maybe, maybe not. But it definitely could be a surprise. So there you have it, what we thought was the case all along. And this is just 1-2 months worth of mistakes. Who knows how much more is actually there. And then we've got another head scratcher. Fed Chairman Jerome Powell had one of his annual speeches yesterday and said, while acknowledging that progress has been made, the central bank leader said inflation is still above where policymakers feel comfortable. A strong economy and decelerating inflation also give the Fed room to proceed carefully at upcoming meetings, meaning adjusting interest rates. Well, as expected, interest rates have been going up all by themselves, and the Federal Reserve Board hasn't done a thing in the past couple of months, past couple of meetings. Maybe more than that, maybe the last 3 or 4 meetings. They haven't done a thing, and interest rates have gone up. Now, if you think about this, and I'm going to give you time over the break to think about it. If you mix the mistake in the unemployment numbers with the strong economy in the Federal Reserve Board's speech, Jerome Powell's speech, you get an interesting takeaway. 1-877-913-5357. This is Bob Brooks. Stick around. I'll be right back.
The Word for Today is excited to announce the new official online home for the ministry of Pastor Chuck Smith and Kay Smith, PastorChuck.org. At PastorChuck.org, you'll have instant access to thousands of hours of verse-by-verse teaching by Pastor Chuck Smith from Genesis through Revelation, and full access to special messages on subjects such as prophecy and much, much more. Also at PastorChuck.org, a full library of great teachings by Kay Smith, and a section where you can read some of Pastor Chuck's books online, all free of charge. So visit the new official online home of The Word for Today and the ministry of Pastor Chuck and Kay Smith, PastorChuck.org.
We're beginning a study in the very practical and challenging book of James on Truth for Life. James addresses issues within the church like quarreling, double-mindedness, the active and passive elements of submitting to God. Learn how to live a godly life in an ungodly world this week on Truth for Life with Alistair Begg.
Weekdays at 5:30 a.m. here on 91.3 KDKR.
You've likely heard of the 10 plagues of Egypt that God sent when Pharaoh refused to release the Israelites. But did you know that these plagues were not at all random? Tuesday on The Verdict, Pastor John Monroe looks at the significance of these plagues and the spiritual battle unfolding behind the scenes. Learn more Tuesday on The Verdict.
The Verdict, weekday mornings at 10:30, here on Bible School Radio, KDKR.
Welcome back. This is Bob Brooks, and you are listening to the Prudent Money Radio Show. Thanks so much for joining me today. You know I do appreciate it. Okay, so we look at the first thing we talked about was that the unemployment numbers are drastically wrong. However, they will never be corrected because of fear of the appearance of political manipulation. So this appearance that we all bought into, well, we haven't bought into it, but most people have bought into it, was that the economy is strong, everything is good, because employment has held up. And then you have Jerome Powell, president of the Federal Reserve Board. Now, remember, they are in charge of raising interest rates. Federal Reserve Chair Jerome Powell on Friday called for more vigilance in the fight against inflation, warning that additional interest rate increases could be yet to come. While acknowledging that progress has been made and saying the Fed will be careful on where it goes from here, the central bank leader said inflation is still above where policymakers feel comfortable. And, you know, that's about the gist of it. So here he comes with, and I thought the markets would have an issue with this. Of course, this rhetoric he has come out and said before, I think not too long ago. As we've talked about, they can only raise interest rates so much to fight what is causing inflation, because it's what's causing inflation is a different type of situation than just raising interest rates. I mean, it's almost like you have to bring economic growth and everything down so far that inflation will finally correct itself. But here's the takeaway, the questions. If the employment numbers were reported correctly, would the Fed be saying different? Would the Fed be sending different messages? It's a valid question, because they're basing this off of, well, publicly they're basing this off of what the employment numbers, the strength of the employment numbers. Well, they haven't been as strong, not even remotely as strong as we've suspected. And they're basing their success off of this, like I said, at least publicly. They know what they're doing. And so the question is, would they be looking at this differently? This points back to our problem of this causes higher interest rates to develop. And it is an issue with the higher interest rates. You look at credit cards, interest rates are going up. You look at automobile loans, interest rates are going up. You look at today, the 30-year note mortgage rate was, I think, 7.29%. As that number gets higher, it pretty much puts a clamp on activity within the real estate markets. So this is an interesting scenario, and this is why I would encourage you to make sure that you're not taking too much risk when it comes to your investments, because I once again don't think that things are the way that they appear to be, and we're going to find this out. It'll be interesting to see what the employment numbers look like on Friday as the new ones are released. So what is your opinion of where the market is right now? This question I get quite a bit. I think interest rates in the short term are going higher. I don't think that we're in a new bull market. Now, where we go from here is debatable, but I just don't think that we're in a new bull market, because new bull markets, after following a bear market, which we've been through in 2022, look a lot differently. So I don't think that that's the case. And the leadership, if we were into a new bull market, there would be stronger leadership from technology. And it just, the technology stocks, especially artificial intelligence stocks, have made a lot of money this year, but they're starting to look like there's weakness seeking in. So I'm not as optimistic on it, but I would encourage you to make sure that you understand and have a good feel for the risks that you're taking. Now, here's another reason why I think that we are in for a pretty rough time coming up, and it's the health of the consumer. You know, there's been a lot of focus on consumer credit and credit cards going over a trillion dollars. That's a trillion dollars in credit card debt that the consumer has created. It's a big number, isn't it? And there's a survey that was conducted by TransUnion between April 2021 and September 2022, and found that consumers are using a borrowing tool called personal loans. There's a lot of different companies that loan money out with a term and a locked in interest rate. Of course, they're a little bit higher because they are a little bit more risk. If you have incredible walk on water type credit, you could get something like 10 to 12%. But for most people, they're up there, probably not as high as credit card interest rates, but they're lower. So what's happening is that consumers are consolidating their credit card debt on a personal loan from one of these companies, and then turning around and running their credit cards back up again. The survey says that borrowers who used a personal loan to consolidate their credit card debt saw their balances decrease by 57% on averages, but for many, those balances turned close to their previous levels 18 months later. And that's the problem, is that more money does not solve debt problems. Borrowing more debt to cover up debt does not solve debt problems. The only thing that solves debt problems is a change of habits and drastic moves. That's it. If you continue to, even if you take and create another loan and pay off and consolidate all your other loans that you have, but you don't change the habits that created the initial debt to begin with, you're going to end up in the same spot. And there's a gentleman on Shark Tank, and I can't think of his name, but he made this quote about more money won't solve a debt problem or won't solve a financial problem. And it's true. So the point that I'm trying to make is, with consumer spending responsible for 2/3 of economic growth, and the average credit card rate somewhere between 20 and 24%, the fact that we're just not getting out of debt, but we're just shoving debt from one pile to another pile to another pile is concerning. And, you know, you're not hearing a whole lot about recessions right now for some reason. But it just makes for an interesting scenario going forward. And then we get into that lovely time of the year that we call an election year, which is just unbelievable to even imagine what that's going to look like. That you could come up with so many different scenarios of what that's going to come up with. And even with the markets, what's going to happen with the markets. You know, what people, I think, sometimes forget is 2008, probably one of the worst stock markets in history, the financial crisis, happened during an election year and brought in, you know, President Obama in 2009. So once again, just as I say quite a bit, but it's very important to do so, is to check your risk, make sure that you're comfortable with the risk that you're taking, and I think there's a lot at risk here today. This is Bob Brooks. If you got a question for me, please go to the website at prudentmoney.com and send it in, because we are all out of time. Till we do meet again next time, keep the faith and have a great rest of the day.
That's all the time we have for today. Questions or comments for Bob, or to find out more great information like what you've just heard, visit www.prudentmoney.com. Be sure to join Bob Brooks again for the next edition of Prudent Money.